Well, Michael, first of all, congratulations. 3-16 to 0-9 away from home in the first round of the championship has a nice ring to it.
Well, it's a good start. The main thing we came out for was 2 points, and that's what we got, and that's what we came out for, so we're happy enough, yeah.
Yeah, and then put in a performance as well.
We did, yeah, in fairness now. The boys, you couldn't fault it in the day. They were on top most of over the pitch, like, you know. And
yeah.
It's in fairness that the boys are putting a lot of effort, so that's the rewards are coming on the pitch,
yeah,
like, you
yeah.
know.
Mm. 5 points to one up after 13 minutes. Probably could have been more, maybe, and should have been more, because you really bossed that opening 10 or 12 minutes.
We did, but I think we kicked a couple short, you see, that's at the crucial time that time, and as you say, we could have probably extended on, but we kicked them short, and then, in fairness to Termin, they punished us for anything short, or any missed pass, they punished us, because they came back into it with a few points of their own then at that
yeah,
time.
Yeah, because you were only three ahead, or two, three ahead for a, three yeah. ahead when you got the goal.
Obviously, that's what I'm saying. I was just, in fairness, the goals came at a crucial time for us, even that goal, obviously, put the daylight between us, and then in the second half, Termin, I think, got the first two scores the second half, and then we got a goal then, so the goals came at vital times, if you know what I mean. You know, so
a lot of big performances out there tonight, you know, and I thought Michael Langan was awesome in the middle of the field, so too was Christy, you know, they give you a great platform, Martin McElhenney, Daniel McLaughlin, and Andrew, your son, Kelly, up at full forward, a good target man, Kieran The Rock, Michael McGinley, a lot of big performances, Stephen Doak getting in and getting, you know, and going forward as well.
Yeah, and that's, like I say, you couldn't fault any of the players today, they all give it well, and they played very well, like, you know. Listen, we'll take it as game by game, like, we have four masters next week, and hopefully we'll be singing the same praises, you know. That's all we can take with the game.
You're in pole position now because you have two home games.
Yeah, that's a big bonus, Tom. Right, yeah. There it is. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I know you were without Colin McFadden tonight, but looking good.
Yeah, well, like I say, we've been without Colin now for God a long time, since the Unions game away, and in the league, and so we've probably have been without Colin for 10 games or more, no, maybe 12 games near even, you know. I know he came back for the low game, but it only lasted 20 minutes, so listen, we have to adapt, you know.
What's the nature of his injury?
It's just his knee's giving him a bit of bothers. He's kicking.
What's the prognosis?
That's the problem, we don't have one at the minute. He's taking a week by week. Some weeks he's coming back stronger, and then he just feels a wee twinge, and we're not going to rush it because we're...
Well, you have a bit of breathing space now, I suppose, as well, but you want to get him game time as well.
We'd love to get him game time as well, is right, but we'll have to take it until he's fit, you know.
Yeah. So, good evening's work done here in Termin.
Yeah, well, it's, like I say, he came out for 2 points, we got the 2 points, Tom, so we'll take that anyway, you know.